What if I told you the recipe for this tequila was supposedly given to a man by the Grim Reaper? That might sound like a wild story, but according to the legend behind Blanco Muerto tequila, that's exactly what happened. Today, we're going to talk about the story behind this tequila and how it's made. And of course, we're going to see if the tequila itself actually lives up to the legend. First, let's talk about the name, Muerte. In Spanish, it literally means death. Now, that might sound intense or negative for a tequila brand, but in Mexican culture, death doesn't represent something dark or negative. Instead, it often represents respect for ancestors, remembrance, and a cycle of life. You see that symbolism all over Mexican culture, especially in traditions like Día de los Muertos, where families celebrate and honor the people who came before them. That idea ties directly in to the story behind this tequila. According to the legend, back in 1821 in the hills of Jalisco, there lived a man named Don Blanco. Don Blanco had recently lost his wife and was struggling with grief. And one night, the story says he encountered the Grim Reaper in a cloak of darkness. And instead of bringing fear, the Reaper offered him something unexpected. A copper plate engraved with a recipe for tequila. The message behind the gift was simple. The spirit would bring strength, happiness, and comfort and help Don Blanco move forward in his life. And according to the legend, that recipe became Blanco Muerte tequila. Now, whether the story is folklore, marketing legend, or a little bit of both, this definitely gives this tequila something more interesting in a backstory than what I've seen. But of course, the real question is the same. Is the tequila actually good? Let's talk about how it's made. Blanco Muerte is made at 1504 in Jalisco, Mexico. It's made from 100% blue Weber agave, which is the only agave allowed in tequila production. These agaves are cooked in a traditional stone brick oven, which is slower cooking method. It tends to preserve more natural agave flavors. After cooking, this is crushed with a roller mill. Fermentation takes place in stainless steel tanks, and the tequila is twice distilled in copper pots. The water used comes from a deep well water. This tequila is bottled at 40% ABV or 80 proof. So the overall production process is fairly traditional. With Blanco tequila, you really expect it to have an agave character and have that shine through. All right, let's get this one in the glass. I will say, I do love the bottle. I really hope the tequila is great, because the bottle is really fantastic. This bottle was sent to me to try, so I'm excited about giving it a try and letting you guys all know what I think. Let's jump in the nose of this one. I do get some nice cooked agave. There's a little bit of a citrus note, some lime, maybe some black pepper. It is smells kind of clean and fresh, I would say. Let's dive into the taste. I get roasted agave, a nice sweetness. Doesn't seem like anything fake there. You do get a little bit of that citrus, a little bit of pepper. There's some earthy mineral notes. It's not like super complex, but it does have a lot of nice flavors. Looking at the legs on the glass, it does have some really nice legs. It takes a little bit of time to come down. It does have a nice mouth feel to it. The finish is, you know, it's crisp, it's clean, it's lingering. It's got some nice agave sweetness with a little bit of lingering pepper. I would say overall, this is a very approachable Blanco tequila. It's got a nice balance, some nice agave sweetness, a nice citrus brightness, and a little bit of pepper spice to it. It's easy enough to sip. I think it'd work really great in any cocktail that you made. And honestly, the story from their website behind the brand is just really kind of cool. I'd love to get these guys on, do an interview, and talk about where this story came from. I love like folklore and crazy legends like that. And that one seems to be a pretty good story. And to hear a story that a tequila is inspired by the legend of the Grim Reaper isn't something that you hear every day. But luckily, the tequila holds up. It holds up to the story. It's pretty cool. If you come across Blanco Muerte tequila, it's definitely a bottle worth trying. And if you're enjoying learning about tequila and the stories behind the brands that make them, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and follow along here at Tasting Tequila with Brad. We've got a lot more tequila to explore. So cheers. Know what you're drinking.